talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Sweet pea, what's all this about? Don't get your way, all you do is fuss and pout. You're the only reason I keep on coming home. I'm like the Rock of Gibraltar, I always seem to falter.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was Sweet Pea by Amos Lee, and you can catch Amos Lee this weekend at the High Water Music Festival, which our art department is attending today. And also, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence and Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. And you may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, happens every January. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing. This is related to a story you'll find in the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Also, Michelle Sullivan with Patriot Blinds and More, Ashley Heyer with Krager Showrooms, and finally, Jamari Jones with Clear Blue Pools. But joining me now are a couple members of the art department at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Michaela Arnett, our managing editor, and also Ashley Rowell, our content manager. How are you ladies doing?
We're doing well. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks for having us.
Sure. Ashley, you are in charge of all the great weekly specials that people can get by signing up for our newsletter and visiting charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tell us about some of the specials this week.
Yeah, so this week we have a special from B Medical Aesthetics and Wellness. You can get a $50 lip flip on Thursdays with Rose. You can also get 20% off medical grade skincare and a $99 one-hour teeth whitening session in the month of April. So those are some really great specials. And there's even more that I'm not going to read them all off, but I encourage you to sign up for our e-newsletter and then you can see them all.
Yeah.
Southeastern Galleries is promoting reclining in style. So they are having a large discount on all of their recliners. And then Stephen Shell Living is carrying on the festivities of Easter, and they are still having 25% off store-wide.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, Michaela, you are our managing editor, and you guide the art department with regards to Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And talk about our spring issue, which has been out for about 3 weeks now. Who's on the cover?
We've got Julianne Juju Taylor. She's a local style icon. She's kind of got her hands in a number of different industries, from textile design to clothing design. She's a motivational speaker. She's got a couple books out there. She's just a super vibrant Charleston personality. And she has a super bright, colorful home and a personality to match. So that made for a really great story. Mm-hmm. And then we have a mini feature with Kim Powell of Woodhouse Spa, another female entrepreneur in the area. And she's got more of a coastal vibe. And we visited her Daniel Island home. So those two house tours are really neat. And then our annual bathroom showcase. So we feature anything from powder rooms to secondary bathrooms, primary bathrooms, anything like that. And all of the local makers that were involved with that, we also list to help you get that project off the ground yourself. And then finally, we've got our Build a Better Deck feature. this was new news to me. This was Tim's idea. He'd mentioned, I guess, how a lot of decks aren't holding up because there's been a lot of changes in the manufacturing of pressure treated lumber. Mm-hmm. So we kind of give you a background on, you know, what does that mean for your deck today, and some alternative materials to choose from.
Gotcha. Yeah. And that's related to this, the interview you're about to hear with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing. And about 15 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, the formula for pressure treated lumber was changed, took out arsenic, which sounds really bad, but you'd have to like eat an entire 2x4 to be affected by arsenic. But be that as it may, the formula was changed, and a lot of people who used who had pressure treated lumber installed 15, 20 years ago, that lumber is failing today and being replaced. So we've got a feature that talks about some of the great options that you can buy to replace your pressure treated lumber if it's starting to fail. And going back to our bathroom feature in our spring issue, you mentioned that all of these projects are local, right, Michaela?
Yes, every single one is a home in Charleston. A number of different applications of different materials and different styles. There really is something in here for everybody, every style preference and need. It's a really great showcase. I want to say we have about 65 different bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, our project files. Those are 15 really robust stories about all sorts of different home projects. So, there's so much to read in this issue.
Oh, yeah. And everything is local. And, when someone has a project, they oftentimes they'll start looking at Pinterest or other websites, including CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, on their phones and tablets. And they're looking for ideas and inspiration. And oftentimes the projects are not local. And so it might look good, mm-hmm. but you don't know who to call. And that's the beauty of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We tell everybody who did the work and who the local contractors are that they can call to get that work done. Well, that's great. Well, I appreciate you both joining me today to talk about the new issue and also all the great weekly specials that people can sign up for, our newsletter, and just get that in your inbox. And depending on what you might be looking for, you might not even be looking for something that comes up on special, and you'll find it on CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com. Have a great time at High Water Festival.
Yes, thanks, yeah, Tim. Thank you. Come say hey. We'll have our art department hats on.
All right. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing about pressure-treated lumber and how pressure-treated lumber that was installed 10 to 20 years ago has been failing in the Low Country. Pressure-treated lumber is used in all sorts of applications around the outside of the home, on decks, exterior wood staircases, generator stands, pool equipment stands. What else am I missing? Where else is pressure-treated lumber used, yeah. Rick?
You're right, Tim. All those areas, all exterior fencing, porch railing, porch flooring, and, of course, all the trim profiles, siding profiles, docks, boardwalks, all that's pressure-treated wood.
Gotcha. Well, describe for our listeners what pressure-treated lumber is and what problems have been associated with pressure-treated lumber that was installed in the last 10 to 20 years.
Okay, and pressure-treated lumber in the simplest of forms is it's usually created out of southern yellow pine. It's milled to profile 2x4s, 2x6s, 1x material. In the pressure treated facility, it's loaded on a cart the boards are separated. It goes into a tube. They close this big door. It looks like a big safe. And they put it under negative pressure. So they pull the air out of the tube and out of the board, put about 30 pounds of negative pressure, and then they flood that chamber with a pressure-treated chemical. Most of it is all water-based chemicals these days. And then they put that under pressure, usually about 150 pounds of pressure, and they leave it in the chamber for a prescribed period of time, and that pushes that pressure-treated chemical as far into the cells of that board as possible. Then they pull it out of that chamber. Once they reach that saturation, they extract the remaining liquid, pull it out, and then it's usually either packed and sent to a yard, which would be called wet pressure-treated, or it's kiln-dried to, you know, stabilize it, and then it's sent to the lumber yards.
Gotcha. And so why have homeowners been experiencing the failure of pressure-treated lumber over the last few years for pressure-treated lumber that was installed, as I mentioned, 10 to 20 years ago?
That's a great question. And what most people recognize when you drive down the road and you see those telephone poles standing there, we all, you know, many people, boomers and beyond, recognize that as a creosote-treated product. And many of those chemicals in those days were...
Rick?
And they lasted virtually forever. They were virtually non-destructible. But over time, various of those chemicals have been outlawed. And the one that we were using probably coming into the 2000s was a chemical called chromated copper arsenate, CCA. And that CCA was a great treatment. Wood would last, you know, usually 20, 25, 30 years in an application before it, you know, finally succumbed to the elements. And then, I don't know, Tim, somewhere around 2008 to 2010, there was a lawsuit against pressure-treated industry. And to eliminate the arsenate, which is arsenic, out of the pressure-treated product. That threw the industry into a tailspin trying to find... They had gone from creosote to CCA, and now they're trying to find the next best chemical without the arsenate. And in that process, they came out with CBA, CA copper azole, copper borate azole, and they were testing to try to find something that would last nearly as long, but obviously not as long. And that's what those clients have experienced that have had material fail over the last 8 to 15 years was that testing process. I personally suffered it myself. My front porch stair stringers and my rear porch stair stringers all rotted out with pressure-treated material.
Gotcha. Rick, describe how your company, Carolina Machine Finishing, helps extend the life of pressure-treated lumber and all sorts of exterior building materials, and how you have become a lumber expert over the 26 years Carolina Machine Finishing has been in existence.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. Carolina Machine Finishing, we're a company, and that's really the reason we moved to the Lowcountry of South Carolina 26 years ago, was to introduce a process that could make wood and exterior and interior building components last longer. And the way we do that, if we take a dry piece of material, like a kiln-dried pressure-treated product, there's two things that destroy a wood naturally, and that's ultraviolet light and moisture. And if wood gets wet, then it's susceptible to the other two contaminating or damaging components, and that's termites and wood rot fungi. So if we can protect the board from getting saturated, and we can keep the ultraviolet light off of it, we can make it last, you know, 3 to 4 times longer than it would otherwise. So it's just an environmentally conscious process. So what we do, once a lumber yard has a pressure-treated board that's treated to ground contact, and the new chemicals today are micronized copper azole, they're very good, They treat it, then they kiln dry it. Then what they do is they ship it to Carolina Machine Finishing, and we run it through a machine, and we encapsulate that board on all six sides, top, bottom, edges, and the ends, with an oil base, not a water base, an oil base primer. Oil base primers are impervious, unlike water base coatings, which are, you have microporosity and allow moisture to enter. We seal that thing in an oil base coating, which prevents moisture from getting inside the board and protects it from ultraviolet light and the infiltration of water. So it makes a component like a piece of pressure treated material that may last 12 to 16, 18 years, it can now make it last again, now 20, 25 years.
Gotcha. So Carolina Machine Finishing, I've been to your facility numerous times, and you folks take that piece of let's say a pressure treated 2x4, and you lay it on a conveyor belt kind of thing, and you run it through the machine that is flood applying the oil based primer on all six sides over that 2x4. So it's coated, the entire pressure treated 2x4 is coated completely with oil based primer. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Kind of gives you the impression, as you're describing it, Tim, of a Krispy Kreme donut going through the glazing machine.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. So it is coated. It flood applies it. So we probably put four times more coating on that board than it can handle. But then it goes out of that conveyor from the flood application into a series of brushes that are brushing it, making sure that every fiber of wood is encapsulated individually as well as the entirety of the board. And it's doing that on all sides of the board. And then the board comes out the back end of the machine where it's racked and air dried. We do not heat dry it, RF dry it or anything. We just allow it to air dry and then pack it down and send it to the job site. And we've been doing that, Tim, for 26 years, and we have no problems with it.
Gotcha. Well, what are the best options today for homeowners and builders when it comes to extending the life of pressure-treated lumber used on the exterior of the home?
Number one, when you're buying pressure-treated wood, you want to make sure you're buying ground contact material. There's pressure treatments that are good for above ground, but today, just because the chemical's not as strong as a CCA, it's not as strong as a creosote, you want to have the highest retention level inside the board. So it needs to be at least a 0.40 pounds per cubic foot of retention, all the way up to a 2.5 pounds, which is salt water treated material. So they want to make sure it's ground contact rated. They want to make sure that it's been kiln dried. You do not want to buy wet wood because it's going to shrink, it's going to twist, cup, warp, and split. So it needs to be kiln-dried material. And then it needs to be pre-coated with an oil-based primer on all sides. And they will have the greatest longevity, most durable piece of pressure-treated wood that's available anywhere in the United States.
So the reason they switched the formula for pressure-treated lumber was mainly because they were and this came from the Environmental Protection Agency, correct?
Correct, and they were trying to eliminate the arsenic out of the board, and obviously that sounds, you know, like horrible. Who would have put arsenic in the board? But there was so little arsenic put in the board, a 2x416, if an adult were to ingest it, my understanding is if you ate the whole 2x416, it wouldn't harm you. So, but there was enough in there to create in our litigious society to be able to sue the industry and get that taken out, and somebody made billions. And so we lost that, you know, advantage of having that additional protectant in the board. So, and the industry had to retool and come up with the next best thing. We're no longer as good as creosote. We're no longer as good as penta-treated materials, nor CCA, but we now have micronized copper azole, which is a very good product. It's the best on the market.
Right, and are the telephone poles that we see, are they still made with creosote?
They are not. They are now. The EPA does still allow products like that to be treated with chromated copper arsenate. So that, you know, if you're building a dock in the ocean, you know, the Folly Beach Pier, those wood members, anything going on a, you know, beach access, those are all still CCA treated materials. We just can't use that in residential construction anymore.
Gotcha. So is this a situation of good intentions initially to help the environment because they were worried that the arsenic was going to be, I guess, seeping into the groundwater? Was this a situation of good intentions to help the environment that ended up impacting the environment even worse because more trees are being cut down, and you know, there you have to pay for all the labor. You think about the, you know, the carbon for the construction vehicles that have to pick up the lumber and go to the job site, and all of the, you know, everything involved with installing, replacing the failed pressure treated lumber with new pressure treated lumber today.
That's exactly right. So it is a well intended, just misapplied. So because, you know, that what there was, you know, to my knowledge, no recorded cases of any type of poisoning or anything, but, you know, it has a name that's scary.
Yeah.
So, and then what we do, now we shorten the life of the board, so you're exactly right. And that life cycle analysis of wood in an industry, from the time it takes to grow a piece of material, a tree, to harvest the tree, to take it to a factory, to mill it into a profile, to treat it, do everything, transport it to its final destination. And if you shorten that process, you're actually creating a bigger carbon footprint. You're doing more damage to the environment than had we left well enough alone. But once Pandora's box is open, we find out you can never close it again. So,
right. Well, Rick, tell our listeners how they can get more information about Carolina Machine Finishing and the excellent work that you folks do to help extend the life of pressure treated lumber used on the exterior of a person's home.
Thanks, Tim. Well, you can reach us. Our office number is 843-760-0029. Tom and I are always happy to answer calls. People are welcome to stop by the shop. We're located at 4696 Franchise Street in North Charleston. Happy to give people a tour if they want to come by the plant. And they can reach us online at cmfprefinish.com or carolinamachinefinishing.com.
And you can always find Carolina Machine Finishing within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with lumber expert Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing. Thanks so much, Rick.
Thank you, Tim.
And talking to us now is Michelle Sullivan with Patriot Blinds and More. How are you, Michelle?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you. Take a moment, please, and tell our listeners all about Patriot Blinds and More.
Yeah, so Patriot Blinds, we're a small business. We have over 10 years of experience in the window treatment industry. And with a name like Patriot, you would assume like we're supportive of our veterans. And so the majority, a good chunk of our employees are veterans. And a lot of our employees have been in the home services industry for a lot longer than that 10 years. We offer complimentary in-home consultations with clients. And then we've also got a really beautiful showroom that's relatively new in the Wando Crossing Shopping Center in Mount Pleasant. And that way you can kind of see some of our products in person.
All right. And a lot of people don't know exactly what the name of a shopping center is. Is that what other landmarks are there?
Yep, it's actually it's off of Ira Road. It's right next to, like, there's a Miracle Ear and a Crumble Cookie, TJ Maxx, that shopping center in Mount Pleasant.
TJ Maxx, there you go. That's a landmark. Yes. And yes. Isn't Walmart right there too?
Yes, Walmart is there. Thank you. That's the bigger one. Yeah, that's Walmart Total Wine.
And
one stop shop.
And yeah. I think my wife refers to that as the small Walmart, whereas the bigger one is
the old Walmart.
Or the old Walmart. That's right. Okay. Well, very good. Well, that's very conveniently located. It's right off of 526 and right off of Johnny Dodds Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. Well, super. Well, Patriot Blinds and More, you folks obviously can help homeowners with window treatments. And how would someone go about shopping for window treatments at Patriot Blinds and More?
Yeah, so I would say what really sets us apart is our commitment to personalized service. So the way that it typically works is you're welcome to go by our showroom and set up an appointment that way with us, or call our office number and set up an appointment. Basically, a designer such as myself would come in home and we would measure and talk about different options with you. We drive around in this really cute little van, and we've got lots of different samples for you to look at. As far as, you know, measuring, right, we handle the entire process as well. So we don't just help you pick it out and measure it. We also order it for you. And we have a great team of installers that works directly for us. And so they come in and make sure everything is just right and putting your window treatments up at the end of the process.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. What about a lot of people are obviously shopping online. Is that an option with Patriot Blinds and More?
So we don't really have what I would consider to be an online shopping option. We've got a great website where you can, you know, kind of learn a little bit more in detail about us and some of the products that we offer. And we've got a great social media team, too, that posts regularly on Instagram. But in general, we're not really an online focused business. I feel like, you know, especially for window treatments, when you're ordering something online, there's a lot of guesswork that's involved. So it's kind of tough to know what's going to look right in your space. And so having a professional come in home to be able to take care of that for you can really prevent what I would consider to be a lot of like expensive mistakes that people often make. And, you know, trying to make sure too that it's the right product for you. So maybe you have really tricky windows that are weirdly shaped or hard to reach. Like, that's going to be really difficult for you to find good options for that online. And also, you know, as far as trying to get a sense of what's going to work best, having a design professional to come in and tell you, you know, what's really important for you, not just, you know, aesthetically, like we, of course we want it to be beautiful, but also from a practicality perspective, right? Like, making sure that you have privacy, making sure if insulation is that something that's really important for you, trying to talk through what would be, the best products for sure. Mm-hmm. And also last thing I would say about that is that, at the end of the day, when you order online, you know, you're sort of, I don't want to say high and dry at the end of the process, but as a small business, we're very invested in keeping up with our clients. Even after they have things installed, most of our products do come with a lifetime warranty. And, you know, we definitely want to make sure that you're up to date on, you know, let's say it's a motorized product and you need some help with maintenance or anything like that, we would be happy to help.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, I couldn't agree more with you about avoiding shopping for window treatments online, mainly because, and I discovered this the hard way, even if your house is a newer home or a home that was built, I don't know, 10 to 20 years ago, and certainly homes that are, you know, older than that, oftentimes the window openings are slight variations between the window, the window openings. And I found that out the hard way when, I measured one window with, there was four windows in a room. They all looked identical. I measured one window and went to the big box store and ordered some mini blinds, and come to find out that every window opening was a little bit different, and I just wasted, you know, my money doing that. And so even with newer construction, there can be slight variations. That's why Patriot Blinds and More always measures every single window that one of your treatments are going to be going into, right?
Yes, absolutely. So not only do we measure every window, we take multiple measurements within that window. We measure to the 16th of an inch. So everything, all of the products, we're not just ordering a set size for you. It's literally a customized treatment specifically sized to your window. And yeah, you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, you know, whether it's an older home, right, that's got some really cool, like a historic home that's got really cool, interesting trim, that was made by hand and maybe not quite as even as some, you know, of the options that we have now. But even in new construction homes, you're absolutely right. Most of them tend to vary, you know, quite a bit. So it's important for sure that you have a professional come in and make sure that everything you're ordering is accurate. For sure.
So customers have the option of visiting the Patriot Blinds and More showroom and looking at the variety of different window treatments. But ultimately, you're going to be taking the Patriot Blinds and More van to someone's home to measure those windows. And at that point, I'm sure your window treatment consultants are paying very close attention to things like, you know, the where what kind of sunlight the different windows are getting. That will help determine whether they want privacy. These windows are facing a neighbor's house, things like that, and Do customers sometimes buy different types of window treatments for within the same home, or do they usually go with the same type of treatments throughout the house?
Yeah, absolutely. Like the type of window treatment that you're you know, going to select in your home. Like, sure, we do certainly have people that do the same window treatment throughout, but oftentimes it's exactly what you're saying. So in different sections of your home, you might have different, not just aesthetic goals for the space, but also, you know, privacy concerns, or you need blackout in a bedroom, or you want it to be really appealing from the street, or you want to, you know, think about like even a crawl space, right? We've done window treatments in crawl spaces that are specifically meant for insulation. So I think that, for sure that's a really important thing to consider. And also, you know, we do a lot of motorization as well. And that's something that I think can be a little bit intimidating for clients to think about. And they're not always quite sure what direction to go. And so I think it can be helpful to have someone speak with you about what type of, you know, motorization options would be best for you. So whether it is something that's hardwired in with new construction, we do a ton of rechargeable batteries. You know, we do also have options where if you, you know, needed to plug it into the wall, we can do that. And so kind of having somebody walk you through that can be really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Patriot Blinds and More?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say visiting our website. So that would be patriotblinds.com. You can also shoot us an email at office@patriotblinds.com. And then you're also welcome to call our office phone number, 843-461-1368.
All right. Very good. Well, we have been talking with Michelle Sullivan with Patriot Blinds and More, and you can always find Patriot Blinds and More within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you, Tim. Good talking to you.
And now we're talking with Ashley Heyer with Krager Showrooms. How are you, Ashley? Yes.
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. Ashley, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Craeger Showrooms.
Craeger Showrooms. Well, we are formerly Design on Tap, and we've recently changed our name to Craeger Showrooms. We've been family-owned by the Craeger Company and the Craeger family forever. So we just decided that we would combine everybody. We had different showrooms under different names, and so we decided we would go with one name, or corporate decided, and so we've begun that change over to Craeger Showrooms. And many people are familiar with that anyway because of our Craeger warehouses and different branches that we have. But what we are is we're an appliance, lighting, and plumbing showroom. And we focus on mid to higher end. So we have different experts in each area to help you make selections. And it's a beautiful place.
Yes, it is. I've been to the Craeger showrooms many times. And yes, I'm one of those weird people that really appreciates a beautiful showroom. And in fact, our summer issue, which we're working on now, we're going to be doing a big feature on the best showrooms in Charleston.
Oh,
and so we're excited to go out to Craeger Showrooms and photograph your beautiful showroom there.
Wonderful.
So will you be keeping your slogan, the Low Country's premier kitchen, bath, and lighting gallery?
Yes.
Gotcha. So that kind of sums up what Craeger Showrooms, what they can find there.
It kind of does. Yes, it does.
All the plumbing fixtures, lighting, and appliances for the kitchen. Ashley, for our listeners, just kind of bullet point down, like how Craeger Showrooms can help someone who might be doing a kitchen remodel, for example.
Sure. Well, we have lots of people that'll just come in and browse and want to make selections. And then we have a lot of people that'll make appointments, which, of course, we love. But we're happy to help whenever we can. So if you're coming in for kitchen selections, normally you're going to work with someone in plumbing first. That's usually the first stop. And then we'll move to, they'll either do lighting or appliances. They might not need lighting. But they might need appliances, and so then we'll take you over to Robert, our appliance expert, and he would guide them through the selection process as well.
All right, very good. And then moving on to the bathroom, how can Craeger Showrooms help a homeowner with in the bathroom area?
Sure. Well, I mean, I think what we like to do is educate our clients. So none of them, everybody's aware of all the new stuff that's out, how things function better, how you get more water pressure. And so our job, I feel, is to help people learn about the best system out there for them. Some people might want multiple spray heads and body sprays, and you got to upsize your instantaneous hot water heater. You need a bigger valve. You need, you know, different ways to accommodate that to get the best flow and make them happy with what they have. So I feel like we do a lot of that and enjoy that.
I thought the only way to increase the water pressure was to take that little piece of plastic off of the...
Well, that does help, but if you have multiple items on coming through one valve, you still, even with the flow restrictor pulled, could have a reduced flow unless you use the correct valves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. And so in the bathroom, you're talking about the plumbing fixtures, the faucets for in the shower, in your bath. You folks also sell the freestanding tubs and all sorts of different tubs as well, right?
Correct. Yeah, we do all kinds of freestanding tubs, which are very popular right now.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, predominantly it's still soaking tubs, but we also do air. As well, air tubs. And then we have a new cold plunge tub coming in from Kohler. A couple of our vendors are coming out with it, but we're going to have one on display and working here sometime in the summer.
How does that differ from a regular tub, a cold plunge tub?
It's cold.
Does it only have cold?
It can go down to like, yeah, well, no, there's, you can do either way. But cold plunge has become very on-trend therapy. You know, athletes have used it forever. You know, ice baths. So basically, that's what it is.
Hmm.
It's an ice bath without ice.
So it's designed to for when how is the water refrigerated before it hits the tub?
There is a motor, a component to that, or a chiller.
Chiller.
For lack of a better word. Yep. That's cooling that water down to it. There's a range, but it gets quite cold.
What's the range? Do you know that off the top of your head?
I think you're going from the 70s to, I think, about 42 is the minimum temperature on that.
That's pretty close to polar plunge temperature,
yes,
isn't
it? Cold. It's cold.
Right. Yeah. I heard something on the radio the other day about some people will sit in a 57 degree tub for an hour, an entire hour.
Oh my gosh.
Most people, I'm sure, don't stand that long, right?
No, I mean, I put an ankle in at Kohler. I was as far as I got.
I know. I'd probably ruin the whole process by jumping into the hot shower immediately afterward.
Right.
But, all right, very good. And and then of course, Kreger Showrooms has complementing lighting to go in all of those different rooms as well.
Yes, and we do LED mirrors as well, lighted mirrors, regular mirrors, and then of course all the accessories that go, you know, towel warmers, regular, you know, towel bars, hooks, you know, toilet paper holders, everything that coordinates with it.
Mm-hmm. And then beyond the kitchen and bath, now we're talking about the appliance department at Kreger Showrooms and washers, dryers, and things like
that. Yes. Yep.
What are
steam
some
dryers?
Sorry, go ahead.
All kinds of stuff. Yep. Nope. There's, you know, steam closets, all kinds of stuff.
Nice.
Yes.
When it comes to, like, do you ever get any comments from people about, you know, why would I go to a place like Kreger Showrooms when I might go to a big box store to buy my appliances?
Sure. And it comes down to education. Like, not everybody in a big box store has been off for training. You know, on-site training at different vendors to learn everything. You know, Robert's been doing it for close to 20 years and all he does is appliances. So he knows all the ins and outs. So I feel like when you go to a showroom, you get more of a person that's really an expert in their field, more so than, not saying anything bad about big boxes, but they don't necessarily have the same people in all the same areas all the time. So to find out what's the newest out there, to get the latest and greatest, to get the high level of service installation, that's what a showroom provides.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And speaking of appliances, I understand that Kreger Showrooms, you folks are expanding your footprint at your location to accommodate more appliances.
We are. We're actually cleaning out today another about 3,200 square feet for them to start demolition tomorrow. And so we'll be bringing in, we've had access to brands, but we couldn't show them because we just didn't have the space over the past 2 years here in this location. So we're adding, you know, Thermador, another Decor, Heston, True, some very nice high-end Viking, AGA, you know, big Miele display, outdoor, a lot of outdoor grills and pellet grills, all kinds of different things, pizza ovens, that kind of stuff.
Nice.
So more washer and dryer selections as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
And we're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you just recently came back from the KBIS convention.
Correct.
And what does KBIS stand for?
Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. And, what were your takeaways from the KBIS?
Color, lots of color. So appliances and lots of color matching to what designers want. We have several brands that do that, as well as a lot of like, neutral earthy tones as far as, what's coming up as far as what we're going to be matching as far as cabinetry and so lots of earthy woods, lots of earthy colors, a lot more color on the walls, a lot of color drenching. So faucets are coming in colors. It's kind of exciting. We're going away from the grays and the whites and we're going to the earthies.
Mm. What about, back to appliances again, is any of those colors, replacing stainless steel, for example?
Yeah, we have a number of, stainless is still going to be the number one And, you know, we've been doing white, matte white for a while and some matte black. But now we're seeing lots of like sage greens, blues, and then a lot of color matching. Like I was mentioning, like we have one suite in the showroom that's color match. It's a, I want to say it's like a peacock green, tealy green. It's very pretty, but they've matched the appliances. And then I had the cabinets color match to the appliances. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a, is it sort of like a flat finish or shiny?
It is a matte, may, yeah. Matte. Most everything's matte. We are seeing some high gloss, but for our market, we see more matte.
Gotcha. Well, anyone that is building a new home or getting ready to build a new custom home or you have a kitchen or bath remodel, you deserve to visit the Kreger showrooms and educate yourself and make a good educated decision on your selections. And what's the best way? Where is Kreger showrooms located, and how can they reach out to you?
Yeah, we're at 4790 Gower Drive, which is right up in Montague, right off of 26. So really easy to get to from everywhere. And the best way to reach us is either via phone, 843-329-0661, or you can check out our Kreger Showrooms website and request to make an appointment there as well.
All right, great. And you can always find Kreger Showrooms on within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Ashley Heyer with Kreger Showrooms, formerly Design on Tap. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And now we're talking with Jamari Jones with Clear Blue Pools. How are you, Jamari?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good, thank you. Jamari, take a moment and tell our listeners all about the services that Clear Blue Pools offers.
Of course. At Clear Blue Pools, we offer custom pool design and construction, full pool renovations, service and maintenance, and we're pretty much here to help with everything pool related.
Excellent. Excellent. And what would you say makes Clear Blue Pools stand out from other pool builders?
So we dedicate our time exclusively to each project phase, ensuring we complete our pools within the projected 6 to 8 weeks. And it's often closer to the 6 weeks. So without compromising any quality, on our project manager has over 40 years of experience, one of the longest in our area. And of course, customer service is a big priority. We want every client to feel just completely happy with their pool.
What types of pools. Can you give me some examples of types of pools and features that Clear Blue Pools can create for a homeowner?
Of course, of course. So we design everything from just like a simple minimal pool to just like elaborate retreats, depending on what you want to do in your backyard. And our services include like a 3D pool design, the full scale renovations and equipment automation. So we can give your pool a complete new replaster, tile, water features, and add a spa and sun ledge. So we can do anything pretty much for you.
And sometimes it's easy to determine where the swimming pool will be located in your on your property because there's only a limited space for it. And then other times people have more expansive properties and does Clear Blue Pools you'll come out to the location and help the homeowner determine where that swimming pool is going to end up?
Yeah, for sure. We definitely have had some tight projects where we just try to get you as big of a pool that can fit with, you know, all the rules and regulations depending on the county that you live in. And, you know, sometimes tree protection zones can get in the way of certain things, but we try to still get you the most design efficient pool for you and get you everything you're still looking for within following the rules for each county.
Right, right. And does Clear Blue Pools, do you folks only build gunite swimming pools?
Yeah, that's all we do. That's our specialty. So that's what we stick with. So yeah, it's all custom when you go with the gunite pool.
And gunite is another name for concrete. And, right. that gives you the ultimate design possibilities. I mean, you can design your swimming pool, the shape of your swimming pool, to be anything that you like if you've got enough room for it, right?
Yeah, you'll have complete freedom of kind of what you want to do and the features you want to add and exactly where you want to put them. So that's always a great feature, and making it completely customized to you and your family and whatever you want to do back there.
And that's different from like a fiberglass pool where they have different shapes of the shells, and you have to choose one of those, whatever will, closest to what you want. But with a gunite pool, you have the ultimate choice in whatever shape. If you wanted a banjo shaped swimming pool, you could have that if you wanted.
Yes, you definitely could have that, whatever shape you're looking for.
I always use a banjo shape as an example. Has anyone ever asked to build a banjo shaped swimming pool?
Not a banjo shape, but we did have someone who wanted to do like the yin and yang symbol.
Oh,
so yeah. That was really cool.
Yeah. I always thought the banjo shape was kind of neat because you've got that, if you wanted to swim laps, for example,
you have that like long
yes.
edge.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Are there any special promotions that our listeners should know about for coming from Clear Blue Pools?
Yeah, we're actually offering some complimentary upgrades when you build with us. So we're adding extra decking with your pool, or a cleaner, 6 months of maintenance, or loungers are really popular. So we were throwing that in as complimentary for.
Wow. That's really great. When it comes to a swimming pool, most people know that they say, okay, we want a swimming pool. We figured out how to pay for it. But they don't know exactly how to get started. What's the best way to get started with Clear Blue Pools?
So with us, we would just say that, as far as building it, if you know kind of what you want to go with, like if you know you want to use it for relaxation, exercise, some people use it as therapy, entertainment areas. So if you kind of decide on that, that will help you choose the features, and then the design will kind of fall into place with that. But if you give us a call, we can pretty much set you up for an appointment. And we offer in-home, virtual, or office appointments, so we can get your design consultation going.
Talk about a recent project of Clear Blue Pools that you're particularly proud of.
Of course. So our favorite projects are pretty much anyone we've already worked with or who's been recommended by a client. We like, and upfront that we're going to take care of you. But design-wise, my recent favorite was in Somerville. They added like so many features to their pool, like the bubblers, the loungers. They had like a waterfall feature, a spa, and then they really tied into their like outdoor space. So they like put up like a TV that, you could access from the loungers. And then they had like a dining area with a pergola. So they kind of went all out, but it looked so great.
Gotcha. And homeowners can't wait for the swimming pool to be finished once construction starts, so that they can start enjoying it. How does Clear Blue Pools keep the customer satisfied throughout the construction process?
Well, it's like everyone always says, communication is key. So our goal is to keep our clients updated every step of the way so that there's no surprises. So we kind of let you know up front what the rules are in that area. If we kind of are familiar with your HOA, we'll let you know. And then we of course, listen to what you're looking for so we can provide guidance and just ensure the process is as smooth as possible from beginning to end. And then even with how we build our pools, we use Pentair equipment. Their warranty and customer support is really great. So that's why we use that equipment. And then, of course, we offer a lifetime warranty on our pools. So we're going to look out for you for the life of that pool.
Nice, nice. There have been a lot of exciting new trends in swimming pool construction. Our swimming pool is about 16 years old, and having a water feature was a big deal for us. But what are some of those exciting trends that you can share with our listeners?
Yeah, so I think right now what we're noticing is like everyone is wanting to do something natural and just integrating it with what is already going on at their yard. So we've noticed like a shift towards that. And then features, like you said, like water features, they've always been popular. But things like infinity edges and like elevated pools, natural stone finishes, and then just different ways that people are putting their spas into their pool, and then the features that they're adding to them has been a really big trend at the moment.
And what's an infinity edge?
Infinity edge is basically where the pool will have an edge that the water spills over into basically a trough, and it kind of like recycles into the pool. But when you're looking out at it, it looks as if, you know, the pool doesn't end, basically. Mm.
Yeah, and if your property is on the water, that's a really dramatic yes. kind of look there.
Yeah, it looks very seamless with your property, especially if you have like a water in the background.
And Clear Blue Pools, you folks offer pool maintenance as well?
Oh yeah, we definitely offer pool maintenance. We do all year round, and we do regular cleaning, service, equipment checks, water balancing. So we try to make it as stress free as possible. We'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, we're always struggling with that. I feel like I didn't do very well in chemistry and in high school, and so it's always a little bit of a challenge to. Get the levels right. What kind of the muriatic acid to add or
oh, yeah.
whatever. We've done it before ourselves and kind of not had the best results. It's always good to have a professional maintenance crew take care of your pH, and that's on a weekly basis, right?
Yes, we do it weekly, especially with all the pollen that's out right now. So, yeah, we'll definitely come and take care of it so you don't even have to worry about it.
Gotcha. And what advice would you offer to someone considering building a swimming pool?
So, yeah, I would just say that, you know, as long as you know what you're looking for your yard, as long as you come in with, you know, kind of your main bullet points of what you want, then we should be able to help you with, you know, your design and get in the features that will be most important to you. But then as long as you choose someone you're comfortable working with, then they can guide you through the process and make sure you get exactly what you want and build a perfect pool for you.
Well, great. Well, what's the best way to get in touch with Clear Blue Pools?
So you can check out our website, clearbluepools.net, or give us a call, 843-300-4143.
And you can always find Clear Blue Pools within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with Jamari Jones with Clear Blue Pools. Thanks so much, Jamari.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.